here's a story from The World.
Consumer giant Unilever is dropping the word fair from its Fair and Lovely brand of skin lightening products. These creams, mostly, have long been criticized for promoting the idea that lighter skin is better, and for the very real health risks some of them pose. But these products have remained big business in India and other parts of South Asia and Africa. Now the global Black Lives Matter movement has pushed Unilever to change the name of the product line, but not take it off of shelves. Mumbai-based documentarian Richa Sanwal has tackled colorism in her work. She joins me from Mumbai. Richa, a lot of the popularity of skin lightening creams in India can be attributed to some pretty aggressive marketing campaigns. What do these ads for these products look like?
These ads basically target vulnerabilities and your insecurities that you have. So, for example, the ads are pegged in a way that, you know, if you want to be successful professionally, you go for a job interview and, you know, you're not light skinned, so you're not able to get that job. Mm. Similarly, even you know, we have arranged marriages in India, and a lot of times there are these concepts around arranged marriages as well, where the groom wants a fair skin or lighter skin girl as the bride. So the ads are sort of shown on TV in a way that you cannot get a spouse because you're not light skinned. And these prejudices really play on your mind, especially as a young child.
So your idea of how lighter skin promotes economic advantages for some people. We both are looking at a commercial right now, in fact, a Fair and Lovely ad. A great example of this, the dancer. So describe what's happening in this commercial and how it fits into the wider messaging about skin color in India.
There is a group of dancers, you know, who are dancing, and, you know, the one who's actually performing better is on the sidelines because she's darker skinned, and the one who's probably not performing as well, but because, you know, she has the advantage of having a lighter skin tone, is put right in the middle of the, you know, of the group. So, you know, this is what they're trying to show you through this ad, that, you know, you will not get those opportunities because you don't have the, you know, the desirable skin tone.
Typically, who uses these products? Is it all classes of Indian society? And do you have a sense of how people across India are reacting to the shift in branding?
People all across the spectrum here use these creams, from your, you know, house help, that, you know, it's a very common practice here in India. You have house help. And that's something that I covered even in the documentary that I made, in all fairness. You know, your house help, to your CEO of a company. Fair and Lovely, of course, has been around since 1975. But in 2005, Fair and Handsome was also launched to sort of target the men, you know, sort of selling that same dream to men as well, that, you know, hey, you need to also get a lighter skin tone in order to succeed in life.
Do you have a sense then of how people across India are reacting to this shift in branding?
You know, as you know, Hindustan Unilever, that makes, manufactures Fair and Lovely, the iconic cream brand that I mentioned.
Right.
They've decided to drop the word fair, white, and light from their branding entirely. I do think it is a symbolic message and a step in the right direction. However, you know, a lot of us here feel like that's not entirely addressing the social stigma that comes with these creams, because essentially you're still selling a fairness cream brand, just packaging it as not Fair and Lovely, but whatever else they come up with, they're still sort of mulling over that. You know, there are alternatives being thrown, like Glow and Lovely. And so essentially you're still selling that same dream, just packaging it differently. We welcome the decision. It's definitely a huge step. But I think there's a lot more that needs to be done in order to sort of really eradicate the prejudice and the stigma that plagues the Indian society.
I want to get back to the attitudes in a moment, but we should also mention the health issues here as well. What are the health risks of these products?
Fair and Lovely has been around for a long time. We've all used it. So there hasn't been any grave health risks as such. But I know that there are bleaching creams that a lot of Indians use, and those can be really bad for your skin. And I will talk from a person, like, from my own personal experience. You know, growing up, I was told that, you know, you need to use this bleaching cream because, you know, you have facial hair, or because you're not, you know, you're not fair. I used that cream, and I remember my skin burning, and I vowed to never use it again.
When you were a journalism student in New York a few years ago, you produced a documentary where you spoke with family members, your own family, about how their comments about your skin tone affected you as a child. I want us just to hear a moment of that, of you as an 8-year-old playing at a family wedding very happily.
Look how happy and cheery I am. only because I thought I had outdone my light-skinned cousins. We were normally pitted against each other in every aspect of life. But the one that bothered me the most was our skin color.
Richa, your grandmother especially commented on your skin color, comparing it to that of your cousins who had lighter skin. What impact did that have on you?
They were lighter skin than I was. And if you see the clip, you know, you'd notice that the difference is not very stark. It's not like I'm many shades darker than them. But, you know, here it's even one shade darker can have, you know, an effect on your mind, because my grandmom sort of, you know, my grandmom is obviously old. She was born during British colonial period when the British were still ruling India. And I think it comes from there, you know, that white is superior and you know, being light skinned is the way to be. And my grandmom would inevitably just keep comparing me to my lighter skinned cousins. And that's why I decided to use those creams myself, you know, in order to please her and to get validation from people around me, just to be called pretty, like my cousins. So it definitely, you know, has an effect on your mind. And I confronted my grandmom when I was shooting this documentary, and she was so surprised that, you know, this had such a grave impact on me. She did not realize that.
So coming back to some of these attitudes that kind of make these products popular in the first place, even if Fair is no longer part of the brand, skin lightening products are still being made and it's still called Lovely and still on shelves. But what's being done to change the perceptions, do you think, and educate the public about colorism?
Yeah, and you know, that is such a good question, Marco, because I really think that, you know, Black Lives Matter protests, and you talked about it in the beginning, I think that is such a strong messaging, and a lot of us are internally looking at our own prejudices now. You know, a lot of Bollywood actors who endorse these fairness cream brands were called out after Black Lives Matter protests began in the US and of course, all across the world about their own hypocrisy, because they were all supporting Black Lives Matter movement. But at the same time, the same actors were also endorsing fairness cream brands. So I really hope that, you know, the awareness that we're trying to spread, I do know that it's a long road ahead for us. And to sort of, you know, shatter that conditioning and stigma completely will take a lot of time.
Documentarian Richa Sanwal speaking with us from Mumbai. In All Fairness is the documentary she produced. You can watch it at theworld.org. Richa, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Thank you, Marco.